This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state. Hello, and welcome to Business Wise with your host, John Estefanos. John is a licensed attorney in California, a real estate broker, and a serial entrepreneur. His goal is to educate and inspire business owners and entrepreneurs everywhere to achieve their dreams and set up their business to achieve the most success possible.
Welcome to Business Wise. I'm your host, John Estefanos. How is everyone doing? Hope everyone is doing well, staying healthy and safe. This is the introduction episode of Business Wise. I would like to introduce myself. I am a California licensed attorney based out of San Diego. I have a law practice. My law practice is designed to assist, develop, and grow business owners and entrepreneurs. In addition to my law practice, I own an accounting practice that provides accounting, payroll, and tax services for small business owners. Now, just a little bit about me. I'm married. I have two kids. I love to travel. And I'm a big fan of just about every sport. I know that for us San Diegans here, sports is kind of a sore subject because the Chargers left San Diego. But I love the Padres. Go Padres. I think we have a great baseball team. I think the Padres are going to be very competitive, by the way, over the next few years. I'm still sad that such a beautiful city like San Diego does not have a football team. I did a lot of schooling and college, obviously. Don't want to bore you guys with my education. And that's because I feel like experience is much more important when talking to business owners and entrepreneurs. I am a son of an immigrant. I watched my dad work so hard to provide a very modest lifestyle for his family. I started working in a restaurant in the food court at the mall when I was 13 years old. I worked full time. I went to school full time. I bought my first business when I was 18 years old. It was a cafe out in El Cajon, and I purchased it on my credit card. And I remember paying $9,000 for that business. And I purchased it from a lady who had just lost her husband and she wanted to get out of the business. I share this story with you guys, not because it was successful, because I actually failed. I ended up closing the business about a year and a half later and lost more money. I shared this with you because I want you to know that you're getting information from someone who understands you, someone that has failed many times. Let's face it, I have owned and closed down many businesses. I know it's not easy, and I understand the daily grind and what you are going through. I have a background in real estate and mortgage. I am a real estate broker as well. In 2004, I started a brokerage. It became very successful. I had 3 offices, 30 real estate agents, and 17 loan officers. I worked very hard and grew the business. Believe it or not, I made my first million by the time I was 29 years old. And during the second half of my real estate career, I did a lot of business brokering and commercial real estate. I spent the first half of my real estate career doing residential transactions and residential loans. And then I shifted and I started doing commercial real estate and business brokering. That being said, I worked with a lot of business owners. At that specific time, I was not a licensed attorney, but because my clients knew I had a legal education, my clients would constantly reach out to me seeking a referral of an attorney. Seeing a tremendous need for legal advice, in 2015, I became a licensed attorney and decided to pursue my legal career. Why I started the podcast, having worked with approximately 1,000 business owners, I realized there is still a need to provide business owners more information, education, and resources. And let's face it, college does not prepare you on how to become a business owner or entrepreneur. I believe it was Gary Vee that was asked if he failed school or did school fail him. And he said, no, school failed me. That's because they don't teach you how to become an entrepreneur. I remember listening to that and thinking, wow, that's very true. I think it's unfortunate that so many business owners start their business and end up learning on the job. I think this happens because there is so much information to consume, and often this information is not readily available. So having no choice, the business owner will continue to be misinformed until they reach a point where they have to do something about it. The problem with that is it often costs the business owner money, or it will put them out of business by time they are informed. The purpose of this podcast is to level the playing field and give business owners an avenue to get well informed. And hopefully they are getting well informed early on in their business career or their business venture. What will you get out of BusinessWise? You will get detailed, honest discussions and valuable information about numerous topics that pertain to your business. These topics will include real estate law, finance, employment law, business law, tax law, and most importantly, how to stay compliant within your own business. I will also provide you a way for you to ask me questions and suggest topics you would like discussed. Lastly, I'm not here to sell you services. My passion is to inform, educate, and inspire you and be part of your business's success. So this podcast will air on Thursdays. The first episode will air on Thursday, January 14th, 2021. In the meantime, you can subscribe to the podcast. Follow me on Instagram at BusinessWise Podcast. Send me a message regarding any topic you would like to hear discussed in the future. Until next time, I want everyone to have a Merry Christmas and Happy New Year. Wishing you an awesome 2021. Stay healthy and safe.
This podcast is for educational purposes only, as well as to give you general information and a general understanding of the law, not to provide specific legal advice. By listening to this podcast, you understand that there is no attorney-client relationship between you and the host of the show. This podcast should not be used as a substitute for competent legal advice from a licensed professional attorney in your state.